From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. At least three Alabamians were arrested in connection with the insurrectionist mob at the U.S. Capitol 2 weeks ago. Some Alabama lawmakers are under fire for their possible role and a lack of leadership during the riot. Meanwhile, young Alabama voters of both parties look toward the future as a new administration takes over. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
January 6, 2021 was a day for the history books.
We can't unsee those images of people stomping on our Capitol, of people literally turning against our government in an attempt to violently overthrow it.
That's Collier Tynes, former chief of staff to former Alabama First Lady Dianne Bentley and a lifelong conservative Republican. Tynes says what happened on that day was a misrepresentation of the U.S. The 30-year-old has been involved with several Republican groups across the state. However, she did not vote for the re-election of President Donald Trump. Tynes says she's frustrated with her party, including some Alabama lawmakers, and the way they've handled election results.
It is just mind-boggling to me that these people who call themselves leaders are not willing to level with the people who listen to them with the truth because they are after political gain.
Young Democrat and Republican organizations have both put out statements condemning the violence at the U.S. Capitol. Alabama Young Democrats and other groups are calling for the resignation of Congressman Mo Brooks, Senator Tommy Tuberville, and others for their lack of leadership during the Capitol attack. Adaris May is president of the Birmingham Young Democrats. He hopes the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden will mark a major turning point for the nation.
I expect to see him unify our country and work on getting us back onto the same page. I would love to see Joe Biden tackle the COVID crisis the way that it should have been handled in the first place. I want to see a government that's built on empathy and also making sure that they can help the people that they can help.
Though Tynes and May support different parties, they both agree that the nation is in need of unity, something President-elect Biden ran a victorious campaign on, leading to tomorrow's Inauguration Day. Janae Pierre, WBHM.